39. O handmaid of God, thy letter hath been received, bringing its news that an assembly hath been established in that city. Look ye not upon the fewness of thy numbers, rather seek ye out hearts that are pure. One consecrated soul is preferable to 1,000 other souls. If a small number of people gather lovingly together, with absolute purity and sanctity, with their hearts free of the world, experiencing the emotions of the kingdom and the powerful magnetic forces of the divine, and being at one in their happy fellowship, that gathering will exert its influence over all the earth. The nature of that band of people, the words they speak, the deeds they do, will unleash the bestowals of heaven and provide a foretaste of eternal bliss. The hosts of the company on high will defend them, and the angels of the Abha paradise in continuous succession will come down to their aid. The meaning of angels is the confirmations of God and his celestial powers. Likewise, angels are blessed beings who have severed all ties with this netherworld, have been released from the chains of self and the desires of the flesh, and anchored their hearts to the heavenly realms of the Lord. These are of the kingdom, heavenly. These are of God, spiritual. These are revealers of God's abounding grace. These are dawning points of his spiritual bestowals. O handmaid of God, praised be to him, thy dear husband hath perceived the sweet scents that blow from the gardens of heaven. Now, as day followeth day, must thou, through the love of God and thine own good actions, draw him ever closer to the faith. Those were indeed dire events in San Francisco. Disasters of this kind should serve to awaken the people and diminish the love of their hearts for this inconstant world. It is in this netherworld that such tragic things take place. This is the cup that yieldeth bitter wine.